4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on this Thursday, September 4th edition. Just heard the commercial for My Pure Health Solutions. Well, today and tomorrow is the last 2 days of the end of summer sale. Missy, Charity, all the team down at My Pure Health Solutions in Battle Creek offering 25% off of their programs. If you want to get into the fat burning program to lose weight, you want to do a wellness scan and get supplements that your body's missing, you can get it done at 25% less cost right now. Former customers, if you've fallen off the wagon a little bit, got a few pounds added on, you only need like a 10 or 20 day fat burn program, they'll give a discount to those returning patients, clients as well. So text me Missy and I'll send you the link to the website, chuckorandyhealth.com. You can see my fat pictures or call them. Phone number in Battle Creek, 269-964-4044. Give them a call, schedule a free consultation, free phone call with Missy, conversation with her, and get 25% off all their programs. That ends tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So give them a call, text me Missy, and I'll send you the information. Criminal defendants facing competency evaluations. For example, the man who was stabbing people at the Walmart down in Traverse City, well, they need to evaluate him to see if he can be deemed competent to stand trial. Well, other criminal defendants in that situation can spend upwards of 6 months to more than 1 year in a county jail waiting for the Center for Forensic Psychiatry to even come and evaluate them. Current law requires that charges against the defendant deemed incompetent to stand trial must be dismissed within 15 months if they're not given a trial. But under House Bill 4596, sponsored by Jennifer Wirtz, Republican of Quincy, it would amend the law, this House Bill 4596, to require charges be dismissed 15 months after the original incompetency order or 15 months after the date a defendant is admitted for treatment to render the defendant competent to stand trial, whichever is later. Wirtz told the House Judiciary Committee yesterday that the bill is in response to a situation in her district where a defendant was found mentally incompetent for trial and was unable to receive proper treatment. Branch County Prosecutor Zach Stempien highlighted the need for the 15-month period starting from admission to treatments, noting that this is an unfortunate part of this bill and it has to come to this at this point in time. The problem is, what about the victims' rights? Well, I've seen defendants who come in, were found incompetent to stand trial, and the case was dismissed only for them to be back in front of the court 3 or 4 months later on a brand new criminal offense. Again, being found incompetent to stand trial should not automatically dismiss the case. We go in this circle where there's really no punishment that we're able to do because the case is always being dismissed due to mental incompetency. Only in cases where defendant faces up to a life in prison, such as murder in the first degree or first degree criminal sexual conduct, can a prosecutor refile charges. If charges are in fact refiled, Steppen said, a defendant who, for example, is accused of attempted murder can't be held in custody or institutionalized while the court process plays out. It puts undue stress on the victims. Stempin went on to say, if this law isn't changed, that it could not be refiled should a defendant not be restored to competency within 15 months. For example, resisting a police officer resulting in death, leaving a child in a vehicle resulting in death, or creating possession of child pornography, second degree arson, cyberbullying, causing death, and others. It's beyond time that we amend this current law to allow prosecutors to file charges again and again for any felony charges, regardless of the maximum term for the crime. While in the committee hearing, State Representative Doug Wozniak, Republican of Shelby Township, questioned whether a psychiatrist in private practice could evaluate a defendant. The prosecutor replied, yes, it is possible. And in fact, if a judge appoints the defendant to be in that person's care, that's what should happen. Well, kind of interesting that this process goes forward in order to make sure that mentally incompetent people are treated and not back in the courts on a regular basis. Now, the committee also voted 11-0 to move another bill, House Bill 4755, Republican Nancy Jenkins, would require full disclosure of event ticket prices and prohibits misleading uniform resources in sale of tickets here at events in the state of Michigan. We really have to have a bill regarding that. Well, according to her as the sponsor, scalping is a real issue and it's something that we need to address in statute. Okay, then. So that's basically the activities in these committees this week in Lansing. Let's see. Do I have time for this one? Yes, we do. Another amazing story. The amount of money state employees can get for travel expenses was increased and even allow others to be reimbursed for uniform cleaning, which was approved during the Michigan Civil Service meeting. Standard mileage rates for travel was increased from 44 cents to 47 cents and allows for a per diem for meals as well as cleaning services of any state uniform. The increase was asked for by the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget. Additionally, meal rates for traveling state employees were broken down into four categories. with some Michigan cities getting higher rates than others simply because the cost of dining out in these higher urban areas. For example, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, well, the per diem would increase from $59 a day to $81 a day for major urban cities and up to $63 a day for rural areas. Cities listed include Ann Arbor, Auburn Hills, Beaver Island, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Holland, Leland, Mackinac Island, Midland, Muskegon, Petoskey, Pontiac, South Haven, and Traverse City, including all of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. So basically, if you're going to be dining in any of those areas, the cost of food, much higher than other areas of the state. Finally, Michigan State Police and other uniform employees will now have a uniform cleaning allowance now up to $525 a year. Non-uniform employees will have a clothing allowance of $900 per year. Wait a minute. Why are state employees getting an allowance if it's a non-uniform? You have to be dressed to go to work. Why are we paying for it? Just saying. So, a lot of housekeeping wrap up today's show. Basically, that's what's been going on in Lansing, and we'll continue to follow it next week. We've got a good show lined up for you tomorrow. Lots of information, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. But I want to bring your attention to the very first long segment, hour number one tomorrow, 9:15 to 9:30. We will be meeting and talking with Justin Michael. He's a new sponsor of the show, the radio station. He is primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman for the 1st Congressional District. And again, he'll be on the show tomorrow morning from 9:15 to 9:30. So if you're listening tomorrow morning on the repeat of this show, just stay with us for about another half hour and you'll be able to hear it tomorrow. First long segment, 9:15 to 9:30 tomorrow on Friday. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, final segment of today. Want to remind you also the end of summer sale that Mike Lindell is doing on MyPillow.com website. Longtime sponsor of the show, greatly appreciate what he does for us. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items overstocked at the MyPillow factory warehouse. All you have to do is text me MP for my pillow. The contact information will come to you right on your phone. You can go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away, get whatever you'd like. Not too early, actually, to start doing some Christmas shopping. You can save some money, get free shipping, and put it in your closet, and your shopping is done. Great products. Absolutely love them. Use them every single day. Just go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away, go to checkout, see how much the retail price is, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply, see your discounts, see you get free shipping, and order it online. Now, if you don't want to do it online, there is an 800 number for an operator that if you call, will get the Trucker Randy promo code discount automatically pulled up in the screen. So all you have to do is call and talk over the phone. That phone number is 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Just call the number. The Trucker Randy promo code will already be in the computer with that operator, and you can order whatever you want, get the discount, and free shipping. One thing that is really interesting as we get through summer, Labor Day is gone, kids are back to school, kind of getting into a routine. Well, a lot of things happening in Lansing affecting how state government is going to operate starting on October 1st. The budget, which we've been talking about on a regular basis, bureaucratic departments being cut. A lot of these budgets being cut. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's proposed budget, Attorney General Dana Nessel's budget. One thing that was major that was found, and I couldn't believe when I saw this video put out, where the Republicans Ann Bowen and Matt Maddock went through every single line of the state budget. And one of the things that they came up with, $4,277 phantom jobs. Democrats, having spent money that was allocated for state government employees, 4,277 payrolls, health insurance policies, 401k contributions that were never hired. Never hired. It's amazing to me that this has been going on every single year since basically the Democrats were in control. Governor Whitmer took over January 1st, 2019, while the Republicans were in control of both the House and the Senate. It wasn't until her second term when they won the majority in both the House and the Senate, 2022, 2023's first budget, 2024's budget, and the current budget we're operating under of 2025. Well, it's amazing. $5 billion in cuts based on waste, fraud, and abuse. And basically, the Democrats can't defend it. There's no way they can defend the fact that 4,277 state employees were never hired, but yet were funded. In so many of these other programs that the Republicans just said, you know what, enough is enough. Well, Hall is standing strong. He wants to see the road funding plan before he's willing to negotiate any further on the budget. So we'll see what happens today in Lansing as they head home for the weekend. But again, text me rules. Text me rules. I'll send you the link to the email so you can email public comment. Dear Secretary of State, do not adopt these rules that are being discussed on Friday, September 5th. Put in your name, address, and phone number and send the email. So text me rules and I'll send you the information to send that email to. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us. This is a call to action for today. Hearing starts at 9:30 tomorrow. Well, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's first.